Welcome to the Williams Neekin YB Hurton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
I was going to say, I bet that's Margaret.
It is. I'm not sure how long I'll stay on. We're having a storm, so if it gets worse, I may have to get off.
She means a tornado, probably.
Probably. Yeah, they're already saying they're letting schools out early, so it doesn't sound too good. That's going to be too good today.
The schools are not in session?
They went this morning, but they're letting them out early, so I don't know why they went to school, but anyway, they have gone to school, and they've already announced they get 2 hours earlier, because they're expecting the worst later this afternoon.
Oh.
They're storming now, but they're expecting the worst this afternoon.
I hope you have a sturdy house. You must have. You had been through a few of these.
I think it's gone through a couple of storms, so the real bad one from Mary was here. Through it okay, so I think I'm okay.
Wow. Well, I certainly hope so. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, excuse me, it's Donna. Donna, I love my little bug, but I'm better.
Oh, Donna.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Boy, sound good.
Donna, are you still eating dairy products, and are you still eating sugar?
I gave up most of the sugar. I don't really eat dairy products. I'm not a dairy person. I don't like milk.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I had a sinus and upper respiratory infection, and now I'm hoarse from it.
Oh.
So that's why.
The other day before yesterday, I think, I was freezing to death. And so I decided I would have, once in a while, I'll have a cup of hot chocolate. And usually when I'm freezing to death. And so I had a cup of hot chocolate. And I usually wake up pretty clear, or I don't feel like I have a frog in my throat. I think I mentioned the other day I had a frog in my throat or something. And I had quite a bit of, and I would cough even. And I don't usually have any kind of a cough. And I thought, wow, I wonder if that was a dairy. But then I thought, you know, dairy doesn't usually ever bother me. And I'd had some other dairy, and it didn't affect me at all. And then I thought, you know, that hot chocolate probably has quite a bit of sugar in it. And so I thought, all right, I'll go way off of that. I need to have my hot lemonade tea instead, which I put stevia in, no sugar.
Right. No, I'm not usually hoarse just from being sick. It comes and goes.
Get some sunshine. That always helps.
We have a lot of sunshine today. It's real nice outside.
Good. Well, I haven't heard Monty yet. Monty. Not liking him to be late. I hope he's doing okay. Yeah, somebody's box name must be different than mine. So we have caucus in our state today. Tomorrow. For the GOP caucus. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I appreciated your email on that, Ruth.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't ever know who to send it to and who not to send it to, but I decided after listening to the news about Andrew Breitbart's life, early death. Anyway,
whose life?
Mostly his wife, Andrew Breitbart. He's an author and a speaker, and really standing up for what's right and what he believes in, and that just made me inspired to stand up a little more and not worry about what if hurting everybody's, getting everybody out of being, well, not worry about being so being politically correct.
Yeah. And when is the caucus in Washington today?
Saturday. Tomorrow.
Okay. We have the election Tuesday, I think.
That's right. You know, Frank Mary.
Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you know the strange thing about our caucus here? Years ago when Clyde was really involved, we were precinct committeemen, and we held the caucus right in our home. But now, Ruth, we have to go all the way to Ellensburg.
Wow.
I thought it was kind of strange. I've never seen that done.
Well, anyway. I wonder if you get together, you can organize to have it wherever you want to, if you do that ahead of time, maybe. Hopefully by next year, maybe we'll get back to having a primary. Or do you prefer the caucus?
Well, I've got my own views on why they're doing it that way, but I won't express it now.
Okay. Someone has joined us. Would that be Monty? Good morning,
Earthsong.
Good morning, Earthsong.
Good morning. I'm going to star six again.
Okay. Karen, I think I'm going to go off the call here for a moment. I won't hang up, but I'm going to go use my other phone to see about calling Monty.
You bet. Okay. Well, do any of you, we may as well make use of this time. Do any of you have something to share with the group that would inspire us and help us to stay on target with what we're wanting to do for our bodies?
Well, this is Nancy, and last night over at the Pat and Suzanne Truax's, I don't know why I never thought of trying this on myself, but they put the CM cream on my neck, and then, well, first they tested to pull my arms back. I could not pull them back very far, and after doing that, and let's see, what else did they do? I guess that was it. Anyway, I was able to pull my arms much further back. And then once we got home and I stood on the mag strides, I was able to touch my fingers, and that's a big accomplishment.
You know, go ahead.
I'm very stiff. They even said, oh, is that as far back as you can pull them? So,
hey, I'm glad to do that. No, you know, our little grandson is just growing by leaps and bounds, and he gets these growing pains, and he woke up the other day or the evening and was having trouble, and so our son came and asked us if we had some CM cream, and they gave that to him, and you know, it's just a miracle. That little kid was able to go back to sleep and be just fine just because of CM cream. I just marvel at the wonderful blessings we have with these products. Any of you others have some experiences?
It's Nancy again. I do remember first for about 5 minutes they had me hold the power mag next to my chest. And that's what allowed that. The two things together. CM cream and the power mag.
Isn't that wonderful? And
yeah.
We can all without drugs. Oh, I just get excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
I have something to share. Since I've been sick, this is Donna. My head was hurting really bad the other day, and I hate to take Tylenol, so I laid down and I put the sleep mask on my forehead, and it went away.
Oh my!
You can also do the far infrared. I still have the far infrared long john. If you lay the sleeve or part of the long john over your head, if you have a headache, it will also go away.
Donna, repeat that.
You know the long john they used to have.
Oh.
Sometimes I hardly ever get headaches, but you can also lay that over your forehead, over your head. And your headache will go away.
Oh, okay. I have a question. This is Earthsong, and I happened to get a hold of, in our thrift store, one of the body energizers, which is Do you remember those? Do they still carry those?
No, they don't make those anymore, but they were wonderful. We have ours.
Well, it didn't have its special plug, and I'm wondering how I can get one of those.
So
I can plug it in the wall.
Oh, plug.
Yeah.
Oh.
What kind of plug?
You know, you might contact Nikan and see if they have any of those still. Or ask them, where might you go to get one?
Yeah, okay. I could find was like $45, which was a lot for just a plug at the local hardware store.
Yeah. Have any of you guys heard my story about being burned and using the far infrared?
I don't think I have. I haven't.
So I had a pot of boiling water explode because I didn't use the pressure cooker correctly, and it put boiling water from the top of my head up to my hairline, down to my bra line, and then my left hand, which was extended over the pot, was burned severely up to just above where you have your watch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know, it was an excruciating experience. We put lots of cold water on and so on, but we just couldn't get it to calm down. And so Clyde took me to the hospital, and they gave me morphine and said that I had second-degree burns, and it was over such a large area, they were considering flying me to Harborview. But then, for some reason, I don't understand why they changed their mind. They decided not to do that. They said I could go home, but that they gave Clyde pain pills for me. They told him he would have to keep cold compresses on me, and that I would have to have a fan blowing on me all through the night. And they said the only way they'd let me go home that night is if I promised to be back the next morning. Now, this is in Yakima, so it's an hour drive. And so as we were going out to the car, enough time had gone past that I was beginning to really start hurting again, and I told Clyde, I said, I'm hurting. So he reached into the back seat of our car and pulled out our far infrared travel quilt. And I put that all over my face, down on my neck and in my chest area, and had my hand underneath it. And by the time we got to the ridge that drops into Ellensburg, which is about a half-hour drive, I begin to see that I really was not hurting that much. So I pulled my hand out, and oh my goodness, Clyde about lost control of the car. He said, your hand looks so fantastic. And anyway, when we got home, I slipped in underneath our far infrared quilt and slept through the night without any pain pills, without any fan blowing on me, without any cold compresses. But the strange thing is that the next morning when I got up, on my right arm, which I had not noticed, was a great big round burn. And see, I'd been boiling corn. And so one of these corns had shot out when it exploded and hit me on my right arm. And here was this huge blister. And I mean, it stood up. It was just an ugly blister. But you know what? All the rest of my face looked just fine. And so when we went back to the hospital, the doctor walked in. She says, oh, my goodness. She says, you look great. She says, well, how's your pain level? And I said, I don't have any pain. She says, oh, that means the pain pills really work. I said, I never took any. She said, what? What are you doing? And so Clyde explained to her about far infrared. Do you know, she turned around and whipped those curtains that were around us away, and she said, yelled at her staff, she says, you guys have got to come in and see this miracle. And do you know that what she was expecting me to look like was the way my arm looked with that great big huge blister? And do you know, to this day, I have a scar on my right arm. It's very ugly looking, and my face, you would never, ever know that I was burned. And so let me tell you, in our house,
we keep a far infrared quilt in the car so that no matter where we are, we will have access to that wonderful technology.
Hmm. That is a wonderful story, Karen. And now after you got into it, I do remember you telling that story.
Well, you know, I want to tell it to as many people as listen because, you know, what good would it have done me to know about far infrared if I had not had it right there at the time?
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to educate people about this technology, but it's also important that we have it ready for use in an emergency.
Mm-hmm. I think I've heard him say it also draws out fever. Is that correct? If you have fever or a child...
I have a daughter that has seizures, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and she has seen some really good things happen with sleeping on the magnetic sleep system and just having magnets. She always wears a necklace around her neck. Yeah. Several of our children, you guys know that we have 11, but several really can see the value of these products. And then, you know, I have to say that I kind of feel bad that we have a number of our kids who think that it's, you know, no big deal. It's just mom and dad's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say it was seizures that your daughter has?
Yes, our daughter Cynthia, she's our fourth daughter. She has seizures.
Now, they say the Super Mini, someone told the story about this lady having a seizure in a parking lot, and he took his Super Mini without anyone knowing what he was doing and put it in a paper towel that he had and put it underneath the lady's head, and she stopped having her seizures. So then the rescue unit came, and so it was raised, you know, so they were taking her to, you know, to take her in the rescue squad. And
uh-huh.
He took the Super Mini away, and then she started having a seizure again.
Yeah. Well, Cynthia, her seizures come from an injury, evidently, to her brain. And they have never been able to find the solution where she does not have them all the time. But at least she's at the point where, well, they didn't think she would live. And it wasn't until we put a magnetic mattress on her. Actually, one of my daughters did it. They put a magnetic mattress on the bed that she was in the hospital, that her seizures even came under control. They could not get them under control, and they told her husband that they did not believe that they were going to be able to save her. So, you know, our family feels very strong about having, well, like I say, some of us, we feel very strong about having access to these products. And Cynthia, she cannot go traveling unless she does take, you know, a car seat or something else along that she can sleep on that at night. Did we ever get Ruth back?
I'm back, yes. I've been listening. You guys are doing great.
Well, did you ever find out what happened with Monty?
No, I got an answering machine.
Oh.
So,
well, you know what? We're just going to have to move on without him. Something's up.
That's not him.
No, it's not like Monty.
No, I will be calling his son and seeing if I have a number. I think I have a number for him, but I'm not really sure.
Who's
Monty? Are they having bad weather in that area? Where does Monty live? Is it close to you, Ruth?
He's in Olympia.
Okay.
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
I know of. So, I'll be stuck at home.
What about someone who has a pacemaker? And I know I've heard someone, is it Karen, is it you who has a pacemaker?
Yes, I do.
And so how do we, with these magnets, how do we approach these people with a pacemaker?
The only way I'm able to be around, see, when they told me I had to have a pacemaker, I told my heart doctor, I said, but I sleep on a magnetic mattress. He says, well, you'll have to get off of it. I said, no, you don't understand. I have to sleep on it. Anyway, this went on for a little while, and then finally, he connected me with the manufacturers of this Boston Scientific pacemaker. And that fellow, when he got on the phone with me, I told him, I said, I sleep on a magnetic mattress, and I cannot get off of it because when I do, I have a lot of health problems. He said, oh, well, that's not a problem. He said, before they go and put it in you, you just tell the doctor that he turns off this device inside the pacemaker, and it will then not react to magnets. So my pacemaker is though it's like everyone else's, it has some device inside of it that is turned off. And I asked the technician, I said, well, what's the negative to doing that? And he says, well, they just won't be able to monitor you over the telephone. And I thought to myself, well, that's no big deal. I can just go to the doctor to be monitored. And so anyway, that's the reason why I can have spinning magnets. I can have magnets all around me. But it's only because I knew enough not to be put into the position of never being able to sleep on a magnetic mattress. So people who've not had this device turned off, they cannot be around a high-powered magnet.
Right. Anybody else have any questions or stories or would like to testimonies that you'd like to tell about? We're having Testimony Friday here. So, I started reading a new book. It's called The Anti-Inflammation Diet, A Complete Idiot's Guide to Anti-Inflammation Diet. And it's basically telling us the same thing, but a little bit of new things. But I'd share a little bit with you. I don't know that it's going to be anything new, but the more we understand this, the more we realize the importance of it. And so I'll just share a few of the things that I've read so far. I highlight and write, so I write. I'll have a little bit of things. I won't have to read the whole thing. One of the things that I'm not sure how clear I've been in projecting to you is under normal circumstances, inflammation is a protective healing friend. It's your body's defense against attack. And so we're taking immunity to help our immune system be stronger. And so we're helping this to happen, and we definitely have to have a strong immune system. It's when it, sometimes the programming crashes and the inflammation doesn't leave after it's been there to help get rid of an infection or whatever it was, strengthening up and inflaming our body for. It doesn't inflame the whole body usually. But sometimes the programming crashes and inflammation doesn't leave our body, leading to a long-lasting condition that festers away quietly, and sometimes not so quietly. And these constant attacks on our body might be by too many saturated fats. They might be because of too much body fat. And that's a little bit different from what Kathy said, and she said that the body fat was from inflammation, and he's saying inflammation might be because of having too much body fat. Smoking and other assaults can also lead to long-lasting inflammation, a condition called silent, low-grade, or chronic inflammation. So that brings up which came first, the chicken or the egg, as far as inflammation goes and being overweight. Either way, the answer of what to do is the same. Silent inflammation can...
Where did you read that?
Pardon me?
Where did you read that information?
From this book. I've got several books here.
That's really something.
Yeah. I think he's got some really good points, too. I pretty much finished reading the Abascal book, and I want to see the other points of view, and I think as looking at inflammation and our health future from different positions, I think is a good thing.
Yeah.
Silent inflammation can invade with no known cause or trigger. It's sneaky. It can fall below the pain threshold, so victims do not even notice it. And what do we think about with that one especially is atherosclerosis that I talked about yesterday. I don't think I had the blood vessel picture in this set of slides, but yesterday, any of you weren't here, I did have a picture of a blood vessel that was just had some inflammation in it. And it had some clot in it, I should say, and talking about how and describing, that was from Kathy Abascal's book, describing how the inflammation causes the atherosclerosis, the plaque buildup in the blood vessels. And then but the really interesting part about that is that following the program pretty strictly, that you can reverse the inflammation. And so somebody like with that kind of problem wants to be staying over here on the alkaline side or balancing to the to neutral, and you see yourself going out and having some potatoes and gravy and corn maybe for the vegetable and skipping the salad and then having a dessert, where are you? Where are the people that are doing that? And you see people eat that way with plenty of bread, several pieces of white bread, especially when they go out, or pasta and bread. You know, where are they staying? They're over here in the most acidic or the acidic side. And that's going to cause inflammation. And then having a soda pop, what's that? With a meal, what's that going to do to our balance? And then, not to mention all the toxins that we can have in our body from the water that is coming out of the faucet and the things that are in the air and the stress that we have. So no wonder we've got a lot of problems. And so the only thing we can do is educate people. And that's what I like to be able to do is pass this on to a lot of people so that they can help their friends and relatives know what they're doing to their body. Inflammation is a common thread that runs through many diseases. Some of these health conditions are fatal. Many are incapacitating. And what we do on this program is provide the details on how to change that. Then he mentions the top three killers in the United States are heart disease, cancer, and stroke. And I think those are the quiet ones. Now, if you have diabetes, that's very noticeable. Especially, and then you can work with it by following the program. Alzheimer's, that's a somewhat quiet one. Silent killer. Incapacitator. All the arthritic problems, including lupus. Inflammatory bowel disease, the colitis and the Crohn's disease can be reversed, actually. Age-related macular degeneration, eyesight problems, sepsis, infection in the bloodstream, and other autoimmune diseases, including lupus and multiple sclerosis, and probably fibromyalgia. All those things ending in itis, which is really an infection. Acne and allergies. Inflammation symptoms differ according to the part of the body that is under attack. So that's all I'm going to cover for today. But if you have some comments.
I love your education program, Ruth.
I do too. I thank you so much.
I have a comment. Have you ever heard of Dr. Mark Hyman and his books?
What's his last name?
H-Y-M-A-N.
I have not.
He talks about inflammation in the body and what not to eat to get rid of it. And it's basically what we're talking about is omitting the flour, you know, all the white stuff. And now I'm losing my voice, so that's it. But it's a very good book.
It is. This is Kathleen, and I have followed him for several years, and he's great. Is he the one that does thyroid and all of the... Oh, I have a couple of his books.
He has, like, ultra-metabolism, and now he has one about... well, he has diabetes, and now he has one for, if you're a diabetic, how to cure diabetes.
Yes, I have this ultra-metabolism cookbook, and that's where I figured out how to make my own mayonnaise and a better way to make deviled eggs and all kinds of things. And I really appreciate him in all that he does.
How can we get that information? I want the cookbook.
Look at Amazon.com.
Yeah. Go to Amazon or to his website. I have just picked them up when he's talked about them over the years.
Can you tell me what his website is?
One of them is Ultra, www.ultrametabolism, which is U-L-T-R-A.
Ultrametabolism?
Uh-huh. .com.
Would you spell his last name one more time for me?
H-Y-M-A-N.
Okay. And his first name?
Mark.
I think he's been on Dr. Oz, hasn't he?
He has been. But the thing about him, he was very sick, and he had to find a way, because he had worked overseas a lot, and he became very ill. So he had to find a way to bring his health back, and this is what he came up with.
Mm-hmm. This cookbook was created in 2007. Anything he puts out, I like.
Well, you know, my big challenge in doing all of these things is finding the way to really stay with it. You know, it's wonderful to be educated, but then how do you do the day-by-day living? And that's why I really want that cookbook, because I need to have ways of being able to cook and the rest of the family think, hey, this isn't too bad.
Me too. It's how to live it. There's a lot of wonderful things we can eat and do, but we have to learn them.
Yeah. And in the Ultra Metabolism book, he has lists about foods you can eat and foods to avoid. And I have a feeling, I'm going to compare these lists, I have a feeling the foods he says to eat are pH balanced.
Huh. Right. You know, one time I heard we had a tip given on one of the calls when we were running the lifestyle program before, and I thought that was a really good way to manage what you're eating. And so what they did was that they had a one-week program, so they had seven breakfast meals, and then they had seven lunch meals and seven dinner meals. And so they figured out seven of those that would be balanced. Now we are going to be balancing them, particularly with pH in mind, and there are just a lot of things. You don't have to have a whole lot of different things, but so if you have seven, and so then you can, maybe on Tuesday you'll have one, and then you can repeat those. But then to do, add to that is each week you find one new recipe to fit into one of those, and pretty soon you'll have 14 different meals, and pretty soon you'll have 21, you know, and so we can add to that. But then when we don't know what to fix, we can just go and pull out a recipe from our list and have it. Another thing in these recipe books, like in Kathy's books, whenever I use a recipe, sort of, I'm not too good at following them, but I don't get them out of pH balance or unless they're more alkaline. I give it a grade, A, a B, a C, or X. If it gets low C, it gets an X. So then we know what ones we like.
Well, on that phase, Monty Deeds has talked several times about the breakfast muffins, the protein muffins. And so I made them yesterday, and they really are good.
Did you make them with nuts or with gluten-free flour?
I made them with, I took blanched slivered almonds and boiled that up in my Vitamix and used it as the base. Uh-huh. And I put pumpkin and banana, and I put pumpkin spices in it, pumpkin pie spice, and I threw in a whole lot of blueberries. And I had maybe 2 cups of blueberries, and it was too much. They were just so tender, they were falling apart almost. But, they were good.
And thanks to that, with that same recipe, I made the savory muffins. And I did use a gluten-free flour. And they were yummy.
Oh.
It went really nice with soup. I didn't have berries or those type of things in it. I had vegetables in it.
Oh, that would be good.
Like zucchini or what type of vegetables?
I think I've had some little red peppers chopped up. Let me see if I wrote down.
Zucchini always goes good in recipes.
It does. Just whatever you have on hand, chop it all up. Chop it up and so that it makes it very colorful. It goes really nicely with soup.
I was thinking I'm going to the summit, Pathfinder Summit, and I'm looking for food that I can take. And I was thinking if I work on the muffins, that might be something. The blueberries might spoil, you know, on the trip or something, but there's got to be something like that.
You can ask to have a refrigerator in your room. And a lot of times they'll put a refrigerator in there with a little freezer. And if you have them frozen to begin with, that would help. But, but the vegetable muffins would be good. You can have some vegetable. Now, when I use the gluten-free flour, what did that mean? That meant I could not have it for breakfast because we have no grains at breakfast. And particularly, I know, I don't eat grains and have a day where I get anything done. Much.
Yes, so, that was what I was aiming for, was breakfast protein.
Yeah, the nuts being ground up and used for the flour makes it that so that you can have those for breakfast, because that's not a grain.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a breakthrough, because I'm almost limited to eggs, or I take our protein powder and maybe stir it into a can of V8 juice or something.
Hey, for all of you who want to know, I just went on to Ultra Metabolism, and up comes Dr. Mark Hyman.
Great, thanks, Karen. Yeah, ladies, I've got to go.
Hello.
You can continue talking unless nobody's on the host code. I don't know if it will keep you on here or not. So you guys have a nice weekend and a great day, and talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Tell Monty why and that we missed him.
Karen, that Ultra Metabolism book, it has a lot of good recipes in it, too.
Does it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it has the cookbook, and then it has, the cookbook, it's $30.
Well, look at Amazon.
$29.95.
But look at Amazon.
And then the Ultra Metabolism, it must be DVD, okay. That's $50.
Well,
and then, let's see.
I have the Ultra Metabolism one. But there's
what?
I have the Ultra Metabolism book, and they have some really good recipes in here. I'm not trying them. I've had the book for a while. But they have, like, steel-cut cinnamon, apple oats with flax and nuts.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't that sound good? But he has a lot of different things in here.
Yeah. Well, I am definitely going to have to get this. I really appreciate getting this information today.
And he also has a detoxification broth you can drink, too. He has in phase one, you detoxify.
Hmm. Okay.
But it's eating regular food, though, you know. Well, I'm going to let you go, then. I'm glad I've been on these calls.
Yeah, I sure hope you get to feeling better.
I feel better. I'm just hoarse. I took my oil of oregano. I upped it. I was taking 4 capsules 3 times a day.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to tell you something. I did not go to the doctor, and I had an infection, a sinus infection, and an upper respiratory infection. And
otherwise, you'd have been on some kind of a drug.
Normally, I'll be measuring the body because that's all they think of.
But I have a lot of allergies. The last time I took an antibiotic, I have a lot of allergies to medicines.
Mm-hmm. Donna, was that 4 caps 3 times a day?
Yes.
Of the oregano?
Uh-huh. But I take the from HealthWays, but you can't get it there. But it's made by Vitality Works, I think it's called. I'd have to look it up. You can order it online, the same kind that I take. I've taken others, and it's not been as effective, but this one is really good. I'd have to
spell that brand again.
It's by HealthWays.
HealthWays.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up on the internet. I can't remember where I saw you can buy it. If you give me your email, I'll email you the information.
Sure. You want mine now?
Uh-huh.
N. Gilmer, G-I-L-M-E-R. At F. Gilmer.
At F. Gilmer?
F as in Fred. Dot info. I-N-F-O. And any of you ladies, if you'll email me, I would love to be able to keep in touch through email. I think I have Karen.
Okay. I would like that, too. This is Kathleen.
Okay.
To break my isolation and get these ideas is fantastic.
Let me make sure I give you, let me read this back to you. It's N. Gilmer, G-I-L-M-E-R, at fgilmer.info.
That's correct.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't get that all down. Would you say it again, please?
Sure. N. for Nancy, Gilmer, G-I-L-M-E-R.
Uh-huh.
At F, as in Fred. Gilmer dot info, I-N-F-O.
Okay.
That way we can share recipes and other things that come up.
And I have to tell you, too, something about oil of oregano. When you take it, if you hurt any place, you will not hurt anymore. Some people take it for arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have osteoarthritis.
Okay.
I know. There's a book called The Cure is in the Cupboard, and it talks about
Dr. Cass Ingram. I love that man.
Yeah.
And have you heard of his latest?
No.
The Chaga, C-H-A-G-A.
How do you spell it again?
C-H-A-G-A.
Okay.
I've only seen him talk about this very recently, so I'm not sure when he discovered all this. He goes into the forest, I think it's the Siberian. This only grows in the real cold regions, the Siberian, where it gets really, really cold. It grows on the side of the birch tree, and in order to withstand those very cold temperatures, it's got a lot of powerful antioxidants. In fact, he says it is the most powerful that they have yet to find. And so go to, just Google his name, and his first name is Cass, C-A-S-S, and then Ingram is I-N-G-R-A-M, and you will find his websites and things where he tells about this.
Stay out of the window for a second. Karen, are you still there?
Yes. What?
Karen, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, this is Steve. I remember years ago of how powerful your testimony was of the far infrared and of the products when you had the explosion, and I you know, and how important it is for us to share that information. If I remember correctly, you said that you'd heard about what was it, Kevin Hoff and his situation. You know, and that's, you know, what brought it to you, and they, Carrie heard about it at a Williams dinner at the convention, and because somebody else explained it, you know, and how important it is to just keep these stories going so that when people have the incidences, when they have their first aid kit, far infrared stuff with them, that they can help other people.
Yeah, that's right.
It was interesting this past week. One of my friends here that worked with me, he must have been bitten by one of the nasty spiders, like a brown recluse. I don't know if it was for sure, but he got a spider bite, and boy, he was blowing up, and his arm was just red, you know, just humongous big thing, and he'd gone to the doctor to get the antibiotics, but it was still getting worse, and we stuck a far infrared wrap with a tower chip in the inside it, and within 24 hours, over half the inflammation was gone. You know, it's just amazing. You have it in your briefcase, you have it in your purse, and you have it in your desk drawer.
Yeah.
And, so
it doesn't do any good to know about how wonderful these products are if you don't have it on hand when you need it.
Yeah.
Because had I had to go and either order the far infrared and get it to me, or had I had to go and borrow it from somebody, time would have gone by, and
yep,
my face would have looked like what my arm looks like right now.
Yep. So, you know, and then we also have to get past the situations that where people go, oh, hey, thanks, it was nice of you to loan it to me. Talk to you later, goodbye. You know, they...
But you know what?
That's
their choice. And all you can do is educate. And
then
other people have to make their own choices.
That's right. And, you know, and some people have a hard time getting around that. You know, over the 14 years I've been around these products, you know, it's happened, you know, dozens of times when you loan something to somebody. I had one gal one time, she's been in a car accident. She limped all the time. She had a catch in her upper leg, you know, in her hip area, and, you know, she limped. I loaned her a Flex, and 2 hours later, she brings it back. And I said, well, what's up? And she says, well, I'm not limping anymore. Don't need it.
Oh!
She
hope she went back to limping.
No, she didn't. That was hilarious, but she didn't. She'd been limping for 7 years.
You're kidding.
No, you know, and she just, you know, and you just have to go, well, I'm sure excited I was able to help somebody. Too bad they don't want to help somebody else, you know.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
So, anyway, I just wanted to pipe that in and how important it is for us to share those stories.
Yeah. Well, anybody that wants me to email that to them, I can, if they will send me their email address.
And it's still on lifestylesupport.org.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah. That call, I'm sure, is still there. I haven't taken it off, and it was in the time frame when I was still recording, and I think still reviewing. So I'm sure it's there still.
Good.
Say that website or that link again. It's Lifestyle Support.
LifestyleSupport.org.
Okay.
You can get to most of the calls I've recorded, and I've recorded probably over 2,000 conference calls in the last 7-8 years, and probably about a fourth of them are on the web. And there, you can get to all of them at allswell.org. And then, allswell, allswell.org. And then just click on Dennis and Ruth Williams calls, or Dave Stolfo's calls, or Gems, or Treasure Chest, or, you know, just the different links, Saturday AM Live. got 6 years of worth of massive calls there. So, and you know, just do a search for a particular subject, DIA for diabetes or, you know, autism or, you know, blood pressure, whatever. You just do a search. You'll find it, calls where we talked about it, if they have been reviewed. A lot of the lifestyle calls the last years have not been reviewed because I haven't taken the time to do them. And I just got too tired. I was doing too much and just had the bath off. And one of the things was to not write down everything and post it. But if anybody ever wants to make notes and send them to me, I'll be more than happy to post them. So that the call is there, but if you have a review, it's 100 times better.
All right.
And these calls are recorded there, too, at, under the health. But they're not reviewed. I wish they were, but I just haven't taken the time to do it.
We appreciate you, Steve, for doing that.
I appreciate you guys and all the information that you, you know, when the group gets together and everybody looks for information and shares it, it's amazing how much better life is.
That's right.
You know, I totally credit Monty for saving my wife's sanity a few years ago. And
saving your wife what?
Sanity.
Really?
You know, she was hurting so bad, you know, and you know, she had all these products, you know, all the Nican products, you know, the bed, the everything, the nutrition, things we were doing. And Monty said, hey, you know, you're not following what I'm doing right now, but let me give you some information. And he sent me a probably $50 or $60 set of DVDs that I couldn't afford to pay for right then. And he sent them to me, no charge, just thank you as a thank you gift for what I'd done for them. And within 5 days, my wife didn't hurt badly. And within 3 months of getting rid of the inflammation that was in the diet that she was putting in her mouth, she dropped 50 pounds within 3 months.
Wow. Is Monty your sponsor?
Oh, no. We're just friends from the lifestyle calls.
Over the telephone. I love that.
Yeah, well, you know, just like you, you know, we've been friends since 2006, but yet we only met the one time at the convention.
Yeah.
And I run into Monty, I think, twice since 2006, but we're coming up on March 23rd is when I started on the calls 6 years ago.
Yeah. It's really incredible.
Yep. So anyway.
Really, this journey that we've all been going down.
Yep. You know, and just like you said on the calls, and like I admit on the calls, that I don't do everything right, and I don't do very much right, but I know what to do and pretty much and how to do it, and when I allow myself to do it, life is really sweet.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I move around. I just turned 60 a few days ago, and, you know, a month ago, and, you know, I move around like a 40-year-old. To me, I'm so excited about that. In fact, I move around better now than I did after when I was 43 and had my car accident. Was doing pretty good then. And that car accident totally changed my life. So anyway, well, I've got to run. So everybody have a great day. Good weekend.
Yeah, all of you have a good weekend. I'm leaving y'all.
Okay, I'll leave you too. This is Kathleen. I have another book in hand. Like Dr. Hyman, there's a Dr. David Brownstein.
Oh, he's good. Very good.
And what I wish you would do is email all of this information to Ruth so that she can send it out to all of us on the call that have... I didn't get it. It's all written down and we don't have to say, she said what?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll do that.
Good.
Well, you guys have a great weekend. You get better, Donna. Keep taking that oregano oil.
Thank you very much. Enjoy it.